Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Dallas, Texas with Eric Demery at the Carpet One Summer Convention. Eric, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Always enjoy these semi-annual meetings we have. Most people know that this year has not ended up doing what we anticipated it would do, and yet it's not bad. What sense do you get from your members?
Well, a couple of things. We're about a point or two ahead of what we're hearing from the industry. There's been a shift in the mix with luxury vinyl tile as one of the leaders, but hard surface is gaining a little bit, although we still sell a lot of carpet and cushion. I think people are disappointed in the first quarter, primarily with weather, especially in the central part of the country, in the Northeast. But we're seeing a nice uptick now. We just came off a very successful promotion with Tigressa brand. Earlier in the spring, we did Anovia. So we're happy with the results we're getting. And at this convention, they'll see a couple of things that we're going to do for the hard surface categories. So overall, you know, they're cautiously optimistic again. You know, not setting the world on fire, but we're doing okay.
You know, when you look at those that are successful and those that aren't, sometimes it's regional. Like I talked to your lady in Phoenix, Val, and she's up 20%. She's doing really well. And she's only got one store. So sometimes I think the success is related to the magnitude of how many stores they have. And sometimes it's based on the region of the country they're in, right?
Yeah, we see spots of the country that are doing extremely well. I mean, like you said, 20, 25, 30% increases. Other spots may be down 4 to 5 to 8%. So definitely regional variances in the performance. You know, the three concerns that keep members awake at night, and one is still traffic. It's all about get me more customers. So we're spending a lot of time working on strategies to do that, to bring more customers to their phones, to their websites, and into their stores ultimately. Now, the second thing is the downward pressure on pricing. You go online, Kemp, and it's ludicrous what you see from the lumber liquidators and the home centers and some of these category killers, you know, laminate at 49 cents. So you and I both know they don't sell laminate. How do you post 41% margins and sell laminate? So we've got to be faced with the loss leader strategy that everybody's out there pushing, and we don't want to race to the bottom on price alone. And the last thing is, and we do a very good job of this, of helping our members find, train, and retain qualified sales professionals. Those are the big three that keep members away. That and plus getting enough money to pay their bills.
Well, there's one other one that I heard a couple of your people mention at breakfast this morning, and that is we've been through this recession, and so some of the installer base that was out there has exited the market, and some of them are really struggling to find trained installers, and a few of them I was talking to this morning are even considering taking their installation talent in as employees, which is usually not done in this business.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. As the recession hit and we all went through it, a lot of trade professionals left the trade and went into other things, whatever it was, electrical, plumbing, et cetera. Now that business is starting to grow again, at least at a moderate rate, there are marketplaces where it's difficult to find qualified installers. Now, we've been talking to the CFI and we talked to our supplier community, and it's a challenge. I think at some point, a collective group has to get together and really think through this. You know, how do we make sure the industry stays healthy with well-trained, qualified installers to support this business? So somebody's going to have to lead that effort at some point.
You know, generally this summer meeting is not a lot of product introductions. As a matter of fact, I think some of the introductions that you rolled out in January are just now hitting the store. So this meeting is more around, you know, letting your members network. Well, let's talk though about those products that you introduced in January, like the Lee's Studio collection. Tell me how that's doing.
Well, to your point, all the Lees are out. It's doing better than we expected to, even without any promotional support. Now, our strategy has always been, let's get the programs out. Let's let them live and breathe for, you know, 90 days, 4 months, and then we're going to come out and hit it with promotional advertising. The brand extension, Lee's Studio, which has the higher-end products, is also just shipping, but we have high anticipation. You know, our members love the Mercedes-Benz of carpet. It's the truly only exclusive product brand in the entire flooring industry. And when we get the styling right and the pricing right, which we have, and by the way, our members helped us put that line together, we expect when we hit it hard this fall, it's going to do exceptionally well.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's a good-looking product. Another product that I'm seeing is, I guess you launched this display, but you launched the product in the spring, and I'm pretty impressed with, is this Tigressa pattern display. That's actually pretty interesting, especially the way that you're showing that with all light on one side and all dark on the other. And I wonder how much that dark will sell, actually.
You know, it's interesting. It probably won't sell real well, but it sure makes the other stuff look really spectacular. I mean, that display format we brought out to support Just Shorn, which was our exclusive wool product. And that, again, is doing much more. You know, it's interesting. You know, when we first brought that out, we had probably maybe 250 to 300 stores that were selling a little bit of wool. Now we got 500. So it was interesting. Once you put it on the floor, it attracts a whole new customer. Plus, here's the other thing. The average ticket on the synthetic side goes up incrementally because the trade down from the wool, it makes sense if you think about it. Well, that blanket format was so successful that, you know, we got with our supplier partner and said, we need to do something to differentiate Tigressa, to add to the brand with another extension like we did last year. So we're going to showcase that at this convention. And so far, the reaction has been extremely well. Now, it's an optional program. Members can take it or not take it. But most of the members out there take those things when we present them. And this one should do very well.
You hit a minute ago about the competition in this marketplace, and a lot of success comes from training, as you mentioned. I know you're having a contest tomorrow called The Killer Clothes, which I think is pretty neat, and it'd be fun to watch that. But isn't one of the biggest hurdles is teaching the retail sales associate that it's not really about price, and if you just ask for it, they'll get it?
Yeah, well, we, as you know, have a very robust university, and we probably have close to 15 people now. We have field trainers. We have every type of topic you can think of, but heavy, heavy emphasis on what we call the customer-centric selling system. And it goes through everything that touches the consumer, from the way the product's displayed to the way it's labeled, and we have the best labels in the industry, to how we present product attributes, features, functions, benefits. And it's an entire process from start to finish, and at the end result is you have a satisfied customer that buys the ideal product for their home. They're highly satisfied, and they become cheerleaders in the marketplace that brings you more referral business. Now, our average store has been in business for over 44 years. And you think about it. We got members here that have been in business for over 100 years. And you ask any one of them, what do you attribute your success to? They will say repeat and referral business. They're so good at what they do beyond just the product and the price that consumers bring their friends and families back to the stores. And that's what we have to keep building upon. We're not going to spend the 75 million lumber liquidators or God knows what Empire and Depot and those. We don't have that kind of, but we have something they don't have. I mean, we've got community-minded local professionals that build repeat and referral business.
All right. So when you hear somebody talk like that, you think about what we call the baby boomers. Now we've got these millennials coming in. How do you sell a millennial? It's a little different sale, isn't it?
It's a much different sale, and we brought in an expert tomorrow that's going to talk to that very subject. Not only how do you communicate to them, what motivates them, what's the best way to market to them, what the new millennials and the Gen Yers feel is important. And we're not just going to talk about that. We're going to tell them what they need to do and how they need to do it. So it's going to be a very exciting session tomorrow that I know all the members are looking forward to.
We made a prediction at Floor Focus that this year was, last year was 7% growth. I'm talking about all surface types. And at best right now, we may be looking at up 1%, 2%. Our call for the end of the year was 5%. So we really are going to have to see some business to make a 5% growth this year. You think there's a chance we'll make that?
I think we have a chance to make it. I don't know about the industry. I think, you know, like you, we were right on those numbers, and we were really excited coming out of the first quarter, and then the winter hit. You know, snow didn't help anybody. But we've seen a big boost in the last 6 weeks. It's really come back strong. So we're pretty optimistic that we can get damn close to that. You know, but who knows? Look, nobody's guessed right in the last 8 years. You know, all the mills said, let's go 7, 6, 8.5. Well, it didn't happen. And it hasn't come back. And, you know, the housing market is not, you know, it was the eighth straight month that the sale of existing homes has declined again. The sale of new homes dropped last month. That doesn't bode well for a lot of the people in our industry. But having said that, you just got to do everything flawlessly. You got to execute with military discipline to take business from a smaller pie away from competitors. That's what you have to do.
All right, great, Eric. Good to spend time with you again. We've been talking to Eric Demery, who's president of Carpet One, Floor and Home, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.